from the top of the flight of the wide white stairs through the rest of my life. Do you wait for me there? There's a bell in my ears. There's the wide white roar. Drop a bell down the stairs. Hear it fall forevermore. Hear it fall forevermore. Drop a bell off of the dock. Blot it out in the sea. Drowning mute as a rock. And sounding mutiny. There's a light in the wings. It's a system of strings from the side while they swing. See the wires, the wires, the wires. And the articulation in our elbows and knees makes us buckle and we couple and endless increase as the audience admires. And the little white dove made with love, made with love, made with glue and a glove and some pliers. Swings a low sickle arc from its perch in the dark. Settle down, my desire. And the moment I slept, I was swept up in a terrible tremor. Though no longer bereft, how I shook and I couldn't remember. And in a furthermost shake, drove a murdering stake and I cleft me right down through my center. And I shouldn't say so, but I know that it was then or never. Push me back into a tree. Bind my buttons with salt. And fill my long ears with bees. Praying, please, please, please. Oh, you ought not. No, you ought not. And then the system strings tugs on the tip of my wings. Cut from cardboard and old magazines. Makes me warble and rise like a sparrow. And in the place where I stood, there is a circle of wood, a cord or two, which you chop and you stack in your barrel. And it is terribly good to carry water and chop wood streaked with soot, heavy booted and wild eyed. As I crash through the rafters and the ropes and the pulleys trail after, and the holiest belfry burns sky high. And then a slow lip of fire moves across the prairie with precision, while somewhere with your pliers and glue you make your first incision. And in a moment of almost unbearable vision, doubled over with the hunger of lions, hold me close, coot the dove who was stuffed now with sawdust and diamonds. I why the long face? Sparrow, perch and play songs along face. The grave, your precious long face. Separate, why the long face? And though our bodies recoil from the grip of the soil, why the long face? And in the trough of the waves, which are pawing like dogs, pitch we pale-faced and grave, as I write in my log. Then I hear a noise from the hull. Seven days out to sea, and it is the damnable bell. Well, I believe that it tolls. It tolls for me, and it tolls for me. And oh, my wrist and my waist seem so easy to break. Still, my dear, I'd have walked you to the edge of the water, and they will recognize all the lines of your face in the face of the daughter of the daughter of my daughter. And darling, we will be fine, but what was yours and mine appears to me a sandcastle that the gibbering wave takes. But if it's all just the same, then will you say my name in the morning, so that I know when the wave breaks. I wasn't born of a whistle or milked from a thistle at twilight. No, I was all horns and thorns, sprung out fully formed, knock-kneed and upright. So enough of this terror, we deserve to know light, and grow ever more lighter and lighter. You would have seen me through, but I could not undo that desire. Oh, 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 desire. Oh, oh, oh. From the top of the flight of the wild.